From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump stunned lawmakers in a White House meeting on immigration Thursday when he reportedly used a vulgarity to refer to El Salvador, Haiti, and African nations. The remarks drew swift international condemnation. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville in Geneva.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist. You cannot dismiss entire countries and continents as whose entire populations, who are not white, are therefore not welcome.
In a Friday morning tweet, Trump denied using profanity. In other immigration news, President Trump on Friday rejected a bipartisan immigration plan proposed by a group of U.S. senators, saying it did not properly fund his long-touted wall along the southern border with Mexico, calling it a step backward. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said her conservatives have reached a breakthrough deal on Friday with Germany's second-biggest party, the Social Democrats, toward building a new coalition government. The negotiators hope to form a new government by April 1st. Residents of Senegal's Casamance region are calling on the government to step up efforts to find attackers who killed at least 14 people who had been out gathering wood. Army General Cheikh Gueye said Guinea-Bissau's army has joined the investigation into the weekend attack. Suspicion initially fell on the separatist group known as the Movement of Democratic Forces of Casamance, which wants independence for the region. The group has denied responsibility, saying illegal network of teak loggers are responsible. From Washington, this is VOA. Pakistan's army chief says he received a phone call from the head of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Vogel, offering assurances that the United States would not unilaterally hit targets inside Pakistan. Friday's statement from General Kumar Javed Bajwa says Vogel also reiterated Washington's concern about Afghans using Pakistan as a staging area for attacks inside Afghanistan. According to the statement, both generals spoke of the need for continued cooperation in the war on terror. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Thursday he expects the White House to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program and its alleged destabilizing actions in the Middle East. But he noted the decision on whether to continue to waive other sanctions in line with the 2015 nuclear deal known as the JCPOA rested with President Trump. The deadline for that decision expires Friday, and as Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the other signatories have been making clear their support for the agreement.
Protesters in Brussels demonstrated against the visit of Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif Thursday in a show of solidarity with recent anti-government demonstrations in Iran. But once inside the European Union buildings, Zarif received a warmer welcome from EU counterparts, who insisted the 2015 nuclear deal is working. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Iran's other actions in the Middle East should not affect the nuclear deal.
We should, in parallel, not connected with the JCPOA, but in parallel, we should focus on what Iran can do to help resolve the appalling crisis in Yemen, to help push forward peace in Syria, and to help resolve other questions in the region.
The meeting came on the eve of a deadline for U.S. President Donald Trump on whether to waive sanctions on Iran as part of the nuclear deal. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
General Motors says it's making the first mass-production autonomous car without a steering wheel or pedals. The company says it's filed a petition with the federal government seeking permission to put the vehicles on the road sometime next year with no human backup drivers. A GM spokesman says the first of the autonomous Chevrolet Bolts is being tested. The company isn't announcing how many will be made. Rescuers off the northwestern coast of Venezuela are searching the Caribbean for survivors after a boat filled with migrants sank on its way to the island of Curaçao. Authorities have discovered four bodies washed ashore, and they say 28 people are missing. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of America.